You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Late yesterday, vicious thunderstorms killed seven people in Iowa and a two-year-old girl in Minnesota. Tornadoes also leveled homes as well as an Iowa high school. In Iowa, six people were killed by the storm. Holly Fokina works for Butler County, Iowa, where the Sheriff's Department reported last night that hospitals were being overwhelmed by the number of people injured by the tornado. And Holly, can you tell us what you found and how are those people doing and how many are we talking about that were injured?
The reports that I'm receiving this morning are that there's more than 70 people that have reported to local hospitals. I'm sure there's other injuries that those people probably are just taking care of those themselves.
How would you describe the devastation? We've seen some really horrific pictures.
The devastation looks like what you see on your television set when you see a war zone. I truly have never seen anything like this.
And how big is your community, Holly?
The community of Parkersburg is approximately 1,800-plus people. City of New Hartford, which was also struck, is around 650 people.
Could you hold on for 1 second, because we'd like to introduce someone from Hugo, Minnesota, and that's where the two-year-old girl was killed. Where most of the damage is concentrated is in a neighborhood called Creek View. Brian Baer is a community development director there. And Brian, a horrific story, a two-year-old girl.
Good morning. It is.
How would you describe the devastation there?
There is complete wreckage. Several homes have just been completely demolished. Others have been damaged. You've got two-by-fours sticking through right through walls of buildings. You've got garages that have been cleanly torn off, vehicles strewn about, things of that nature.
And how many people do you think or believe at this point have been injured during the storm, by the storm?
At this point, we had a count of eight that had been injured, one fatality and one seriously injured.
Brian Baer, Community Development Director for the City of Hugo, Minnesota, many thanks to you, and we wish you well. Also to you too, Holly Fokina, working for the Butler County in Iowa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In both of those communities, people have been evacuated and are being dealt with by emergency services, and hopefully we'll be able to get back to their homes today or tomorrow. Power is still out in areas around St. Paul.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.